Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, somewhere I picture that Bill Belichick is smiling, maybe even giggling someplace.
Hi!
I mean, one of the all-time low-risk, high-reward moves.
Tiny window, and Newton found it.
A laser from Cam Newton.
Cultural change is hard.
Patriots are just the type of team to sit back, wait for the market to settle, and then, when there's not a lot of action, move in and get somebody like Cam Newton.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
be
and tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
Be careful.
Right,
be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your holiday fill-in hosts.
They jello for us.
Wiggy.
And it happens all the time with people who I feel like are fart smutball guys.
Smart
football guys.
Okay.
Fart-smelling
football.
Joined by...
Yeah.
Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
Because he's Tom Brady, he's done more for anything, anyone, everywhere. And that includes my dad, my two butlers, my personal chauffeur, my high school nail clipper, all of them.
Oh.
And making his glorious return to mornings... The Mutt Man.
Taking the whole week off. The worst thing, though, is that I have to listen to Mutt at 6 to 10 every morning.
My least favorite person is Chris Curtis.
Enjoy the week. Take care of Mutt. Make sure we drive home safe.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID.
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like...
Has a MVP quarterback news dump signing ever happened before in the NFL? That's what happened last night. Former MVP Cam Newton gets dumped at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night. On the like a biggest holiday week of the year and the biggest holiday year of all time, 2020?
See, that was my question. Did the Cam Newton signing get announced so as to cover up Spygate 2.0 punishment, or did the NFL try to subvert the Patriots releasing the Cam Newton news by dropping Spygate 2.0? Because that was a hell of a Sunday night news dump for one football
but
team.
What's back to back.
What's more important? Like, what's bigger news?
To me?
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Okay, so...
Bigger news for the league is the Patriots get slapped around again and lose a draft pick for the Bengals we were told for months was nothing. Right. No big deal, nothing burger. NFL didn't think so.
But I think the bigger news is Cam Newton signing with the Patriots. When it comes down to those two things, I think Cam Newton signing with the Pats, we all kind of knew that they were going to get hit with something. Did we think it was going to be as bad as it was? Probably not, but when you look at... The Patriots and why they get hit the way they got hit. It's based on their
because
track
of the
record.
Patriots because they were told to do this crap anymore, but they did it again.
I feel bad for them. They're the ex-con who got out of jail who can't catch a break because his
wrong
past,
store, wrong time.
His past always comes to bite him in the butt. That's it.
Because that guy keeps pushing the envelope when he gets out of jail. He keeps doing stuff he should not be doing.
He's like, stay out of trouble.
Right.
It's like Fitzy said, no, he's just at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, that's what it was? Mm-hmm. When that camera was pointed at the Bengals sideline for 20 minutes?
This is a dummy freelancer, man.
That's what it was.
Anytime that there's something going on.
He works for Kraft Productions, guys. He's nothing, of
but
course.
But see, we talked about it. I know we'll get into it. But do you think Bill really knew that the guy was filming the sidelines?
Yes, of course I do.
Hell no.
Yes. Well, I'm right. It was so brazen. Ken, you know what happened there.
Oh, well, yeah. Part of my lead.
KSP operates autonomously from the NEP. There's no chance in the world they went there with an edict of like, go film the sidelines. This is your emperor. Go film the sidelines. Get me footage of Zach Taylor and his Bengals.
Exactly. It's a new coach. We don't know what they do on the sidelines right now. Let's check in. We need
to add to the library.
This one fits.
We don't have sideline tape for the new Bengals coaching staff. Can you get us like 20, 25 minutes there?
I gave you my analogy when this first happened. The New England Patriots, they're the ex-con. They're driving the car, and buddy says, hey, listen, I need to go to the store real quick.
That's it.
Unbeknownst to him, the guy goes in there and, you know.
Start the car. What are you doing?
The guy goes in there and steals, you know, a couple Gatorades and, you know, a 40-ounce of OE, gets in the car, and by the time the Patriots realize it, the police are at their door like, what's going on here? He's like, I don't know. That's what it is.
So innocent by. Well, the NFL didn't think so because they got hammered with this penalty. Which
Patriots
I'm sure
might have been to as many Super Bowls as draft picks that they've lost in the last 5 years. Can you believe that?
Actually, yes. Given what's happened here, yes, I can believe it.
What a load of crap.
keep videotaping when they're told not to.
Well, good for the Patriots for making a massive move on a Sunday night so we're not talking about Spygate 2.0.
Right.
And now all completely erasing our Studham plans. Because it's Newton time.
And thank you to the Patriots of the NFL. Gives us a whole week of stuff to talk about. Oh, Wiggy, God. Fitzy, and Mutt in all week for Greg, Danielle, and Curtis. Thank God that loser is not here this week.
He's in Florida.
I don't care where he is. He's not here, which is a
not
good thing.
Not in Florida.
Don't worry. I'll make plenty of appearances all show long. Oh,
I'm not going to do a Curtis. You do a much better Curtis. How do I transition into the lead here? How does that work?
This is... The lead.
You're cheating.
Wrong again, Fitzy. Good try by the Patriots to take Spygate 2 off the board, but we are talking about it. Is there any accountability with this franchise? I want to talk about Cam Newton, which was my take on March 26th that they should sign him to the one-year deal. Wiggy, I think, endorsed that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you've got to talk about what is happening here. They are trying to spike the Spygate 2 news within 5 minutes of the Newton sign. Newton may have been signed on March 26th, and they embargoed it for months so they could bury the punishment here. This is unbelievable. I mean, they've done it again. The bigger story nationally is going to be the cheating. That's the bigger story nationally.
No, bigger story in league circles will be the cheating. Bigger story nationally is Cam Newton.
Nope.
Like,
they did it again.
It'll completely overshadow the penalties of this because that happened so long ago. It's like the baseball penalties. It happened so long you forgot Alex Cora cheated.
Alex Cora, by the way, got fired for less.
The Cam Newton signing came out before the punishment, correct?
Yes, but even to add on to Ken's point, even Peter King in his 10 Things I Think says, I'm a little surprised by the timing of the news. And Cam Newton coming out. It is wildly surprising that it comes out on a Sunday night, the same night.
It's brazen,
that the Patriots news
comes out. It's slimy, it's intentional.
Well, but the intent comes from, it looks like, the NFL. Maybe giving the Patriots a heads up, like, here's what we're going to fine you. So you might want to do something to avoid this whole media kind of S-storm that's coming your way, and boom, you know, it's Cam Newton signed.
I think they were told it's going to happen, so they got the Cam Newton news out there before this broke. Because we got Cam first, and then afterwards, the Spygate 2.0, whatever we're calling it, it didn't seem like that big of a deal because you focused on Cam Newton, the former MVP for the Patriots.
Just be alert. This is when we're dropping the fines and everything, so maybe you might want to have something, you know, to overshadow that.
You're going to get a Sunday night, 4th of July week, holiday spectacular news dump, and then the Patriots, who are masters at spin control because they need to be because they're Patriots, drop the Cam Newton information 5 to 10 minutes beforehand. So that's all we're talking about. And Ken, by the way, there are a lot of television monitors here in the studio. Mm-hmm. None of them are leading off on the national programs with, oh no, the Patriots slapped on the wrist again.
Well, that's ESPN. I mean, they're part of the information machine because Schefter, who joins us at 7:45, broke the news in part. But you go to any other NFL city in the country, what are they talking about this morning? The Patriots cheated again, and there's evidence, and the NFL proved it. And another third-round pick. Unbelievable.
That's a giant. I mean, I know we say draconian this year because that's what goes with the draconian measures and times of the pandemic. But does that punishment not seem a tad draconian? $1.1 million in a third round pick?
Right.
It's because of what they've done in the past. And because this was, again, this was, Kenny used the word brazen. The video was so brazen, just directly on the sideline from Megan.
Right,
but Matt Chatham will tweet out in the next couple of minutes that you can't get anything from
the
that.
The damage
they
is done,
cheat.
My friend.
But that makes you believe.
They were trying to.
But if it's that brazen, then I think you got to be as the NFL. There's no way that this was done intentionally with the NFL.
Well, we'll get a statement today, I'm sure, from the league. But by finding them $1.1 million and taking a third-round pick away and saying you can't do any team videotaping all year, they're saying they thought it was done on purpose.
They're going, listen, based on your track record and you not listening, we're going to take this little bit, this little crime that was committed, and we are now going to punish you.
But if
very
it was
harshly.
Like what we were told for months, that it was just a Kraft Sports Productions and the team didn't know, the league could say that and say the football side didn't know about this. If they thought that, they don't lose a third-round pick. That's a significant draft pick they're losing next year.
They came out initially and said they don't believe that the football side knew about it. I thought that was the initial.
No, that's what the Patriots have said. I mean,
the NFL came out. Remember that initial statement that they had with the NFL, and it was like, "Well, we don't believe that it had anything to do with football operations."
The NFL is punishing Bill Belichick, that sneaky cheating slime, who also let Tom Brady go this offseason. Worst trade with the NFC West ever. Tom Brady for Cam Newton. This is exactly what should happen to the scourge of my life and all of Foxborough football fandom. Hi.
That's a good lead, Curtis.
That's exactly what it's going to be. No, in real football terms, let's turn to what everyone is actually talking about. Because you know what, Ken? In major markets that have been kept under thumb for the past two decades, like New York, Miami, and especially Buffalo, who just Friday were considered the front runners for the AFC East. What they're talking about this morning, not the punishment for Spygate 2.0, the fact that the 2015 MVP and a man motivated to come in on a reclamation deal with the team that takes turds and polishes them back into diamonds, the New England Patriots, has now made them AFC East contenders again. And those of us who said it was going to be time to win them with Stidham, mea culpa, my bad. Old takes exposed.
Here we go.
I did it.
Here we go.
You know what? I did it. And guess what? I am right on the bandwagon with Cam.
Oh,
why?
Jesus.
Here's why, Ken. It's the same reason why I was excited for Stidham. If this is what Bill believes is best for the football team, and since I'm a believer in Belichick, then here I am, in line, ready to go.
Yeah, I do I go next or is Wiggy going?
Is that his lead? I was
so
like,
your lead
first,
is your honk.
This is the first time I've been in a Fitzy lead. I know I heard they go long.
are you talking about? Mine's a leaflet compared to your dictionary.
No, my usually my leads are pretty quick.
I've heard a few times.
Who's up, Ken?
You're up, Wiggy.
All right, so this is it. You like the Godfather movie? I thought I was out, but now I'm back in. Bill Belichick does it again. He brings me back in. I am back on the Patriots bandwagon after the signing of Cam Newton, because now you have a legitimate team that can win the AFC East and make a real push come the playoffs to potentially get into a Super Bowl and winning the whole thing. Because like Fitzy said, you got Cam Newton, who still, in my opinion, got gas in the tank and was an MVP. And now Josh McDaniels can do a lot of things with that type of talent.
Can we get an updated win total from you at some point today?
Yes,
we know you were like five. Like
I was
five
6-10.
Oh, 6-10.
I was 6-10.
We'll get a Wiggy updated win
total.
That's
Wiggy Waken 180 take.
Vegas is already – Vegas, they changed their win total for the Patriots drastically overnight.
Well, I have their odds. Their odds did not move a lot at Caesars in Vegas, but they did move a little bit, which is it's understandable. So – I like the Cam Newton signing for what we do on the radio.
Sure.
I like it for the entertainment value. I like it for the storylines. I hate the signing from a football standpoint. This was supposed to be sink or swim with Stidham. What do you have at quarterback? Is he the guy or not? Whether you got to the end of the year and you at least have a direction of where you're going to go with quarterback, what you're doing is pushing this bill back. There's this big bill is due, the quarterback bill. You're pushing it back a year now. So
not
Cam Newton plays well, Wiggy.
Yep.
He's not going to re-sign on a great, you know, team-friendly deal again. So you have to invest a lot of money in a then 32-year-old quarterback who, if he plays well, he's not injury-prone this year, but has proven to have injuries with the Lisfranc, with the shoulder.
Right.
He's been banged up. So the likelihood he plays really well and you re-sign him, I think, is really low. And so you're now waiting until next year to find out what you have in Jarrett Stidham? Because I think Cam Newton's brought here to start and beat out Stidham at quarterback.
I think what Cam Newton is, like you say, he's brought here to make Stidham compete. And if Stidham is that good, then he'll outplay Cam and he'll be the starter for the season. If he's not, then Cam will start. Then they'll reevaluate their position, this quarterback position, next year. Maybe it will be a deal with Cam as long as it's financially works out for the Patriots. If not, they'll jump right back into the quarterback pool and see who the guy is, because they'll realize that Stidham is not the guy if he can't beat out Cam Newton.
There's zero chance, I think, that Stidham comes in at this point. And if he does, I'll be as shocked as the rest of us. But in beats out Cam Newton. Cam Newton, yeah, it's going to be it's a truncated offseason that he's going to be working with. There's not a hell of a lot of time. To me, this more reeks of, you know what, let me push that off with Stidham, because if he can learn from Newton, we already screwed up the whole offseason. He's had no OTAs. He can't do any mini camp. Maybe they just don't think it's time to turn over the franchise.
But what's that say about Jarrett Stidham, that this crazy offseason, they'll just bring a guy off the street who hasn't played last year and basically said, here's the keys to the car, Cam, because Stidham, you're not ready to go.
Well, you just said it. What does it say? That the Patriots went out and signed Cam Newton after being on the market for months. He's just sitting there. Now they bring him in late.
What it says is that...
For nothing.
What it says is, Stidham, if you want the job, we got you number one on the depth chart, then go out there and prove that you can take this bull by the horns, and you're going to have some competition in Cam Newton, and if you can outperform him, then we got the guy of the future. If you can't, we got
to
find that
for
guy.
For $1 million, it's hard to pass. $1.05 million is all the Pats are on the hook for. I mean, they pay sometimes these undrafted free agents.
Oh, for Cam?
A quarter of that. Yeah, they're on the hook for nothing on Cam.
So I think this is a great thing of what Bill Belichick did, because if Stidham, like you said, is sinking or swimming, he now knows that he has somebody in the water that can push him. And if he doesn't perform well, in training camp.
He needed that, though? We've heard from the Patriots media for months how great Jarrett Stidham was. They've been leaking it out now. It's been going back to like January and February, these stories from people saying how great Stidham is. And it's like the Patriots media was leaking this out. So now you signed Cam Newton last minute? What does that mean?
Would you just be comfortable with a guy that you think could be great, but you're not 100% sure? Would you rather be, are you more comfortable as a coaching staff saying, hey, we think Stidham could be great, but here is Cam to push him to see if he's really that guy?
Yeah, I think, forget pushing him. He's brought here to start.
Right.
Like, he's not
that's
coming,
what I mean. Push
he's
him
not
in
coming
a
here to sit on the bench behind Jarrett Stidham.
But that's what I mean.
Stidham has another year on the bench, and you don't know what you have a quarterback going forward.
It's a competition. So that guy who's now in competition with you, he's either going to push you to make you better, or he's going to push you and he's going to expose you on what you are.
Is there any way that Stidham, in the long run, benefits from this?
I don't think he learns.
I think if the competition is going to push Stidham to be a better quarterback.
Iron sharpens iron.
Right. So if it pushes him to be a better quarterback, then you look at it and go, okay, by having Cam Newton in there, that made him constantly be looking over his shoulder going, uh-oh, there's somebody that's going to take my spot, and that makes him a better quarterback. Or it makes him go, uh-oh, I can't do it because that guy behind me is got me nervous.
What a lack of confidence in Stidham, though. After months of hearing about how great he was, to bring in Cam Newton a month before training camp starts.
I know, but at that point, like if you've got a highly motivated and healthy Cam Newton, and you think like there's just no way we can pass this up. Like I don't think it's an impulse purchase from the Pats. They must have been doing their due diligence all this time.
Why was it July or June 28th? Because literally a month before camp starts.
I think I'm with Ken on this one. It kills me to have to keep agreeing with Ken in the other room, for God's sakes. But I think they may have had this in the books for a while, and they're like, just release it 5 minutes before Spygate 2.0. Would that not be the most Patriot thing possible?
Yeah, it would be. That would be out of the Patriots' PR 101 playbook.
Bingo.
I don't think it really mattered this year because if there was no offseason, right? So you know Cam's working out. You know he's, you know, putting the time in. We see him all over Instagram looking amazing. So it's like, all right, as long as we get him in with enough time to have him learn the playbook, what's the diff? Because he can't come here and do anything.
I saw him doing some triceps, and I saw him doing like wide grip push-ups, and now all of a sudden, like, he's back. I mean, he looks like
an absolute
monster.
But he's been working out on, you know, I mean, we've seen him throw
the football.
He does a
lot of shirtless workouts.
Yeah, we've seen him throw the football.
Let's be honest, Mutt, you're a gym rat, too. Wouldn't you if you look like Cam Newton?
I probably would. I would. If I had that sort of body, I'd be on it.
I'd feel free to jog. Yeah, I'd feel free to jog and work out without a shirt if I was Cam Newton. That's okay.
It's not bad. It's what you do all them sit-ups for.
So we have the Patriots now have a quarterback room of Cam Newton, Jarrett Stidham, and Brian Hoyer.
Well, they're no longer
if you talk to Fitzy, he talks up Lewerke and Jamar Smith every Saturday.
Does he?
What happened to Lewerke, Fitzy?
Don't be sleeping on Jamar.
Well, Curtis can no longer say they got the worst quarterback room in the NFL.
Nope.
To go along with their great running back room. Mike Tannenbaum said best running back room in the NFL.
And it just got better because you had Cam Newton to that. He has his ability to run.
I was very much looking forward to having this be young quarterback development year. Like, I'm disappointed by the idea of reclamation project Cam Newton versus what do you have in Jarrett Stidham. I thought this was the year to find out what you have as a young quarterback.
Well, you will find out.
No, you won't. He's going to be on the bench watching Cam Newton play.
Then you found out. If you can't.
They never gave him a shot.
You don't think he's going to get a legitimate shot in training camp?
Yes, there'll be a competition, but I think it's going to be set up for Cam Newton to win the competition.
How is it set up for one guy to win the competition?
Because you brought him in here with the idea you get to compete. You didn't bring him in here to sit behind Stidham or Hoyer.
No, but that's not set.
Brian Hoyer. This just in. Brian Hoyer, number one quarterback for the New England Patriots.
He's now the quarantine quarterback. Literally, just stay away from the building for the rest.
What was the name of the Kiefer Sutherland show? Like the executive decision or whatever, where they made him like a
lone survivor.
Hours? Lone survivor.
Who knows?
Lone survivor, where they just make him go be in another room. That's like it. He's your quarantine quarterback.
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer. If Cam Newton is good and Stidham is great, you have to start Stidham at that point. If Cam Newton is wildly inaccurate, if his foot still hurts, or if he comes in and does a bigger, slower Tebow 2013, then you got Stidham. And if he's not, then guess what? You got a diamond in the rough, $1 million for a former MVP.
Well, the entire world's reacting to this. Adam Schefter will join us later on this hour. We'll have a writer from The Athletic in the 9 o'clock hour.
7:45 for Schefter.
7:45 for Schefter. 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to somebody who covered Cam in Carolina to get an idea of what it's been like. It's been a weird run for him there in Carolina. He's been hurt. He's been playing. And now he's a Patriot on a short money, one-year deal. Ken's got that more in trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Cam Newton reacted to the signing on Instagram. I'm excited as I don't know what right now. I'll praise the God. Dropping content tomorrow. What is that? Dropping content tomorrow.
Maybe that he's in a Patriots jersey and uniform or something along those lines.
Yeah, this font that he uses on these texts, and it's going to take a little while to get used to. It's a little different.
He says, I hope you're ready. Let's go, Pats. He signed it love with the one for the L. So I'm assuming he's keeping the number one, not the number two he wore in college.
Which means Pat the Patriot is going to have to trade him the jersey.
Oh, boy.
The McCourties reacted last night on their podcast. Here's Jason McCourty.
My memory of Cam Newton, I remember playing him his second year in the league. We went down to Carolina, and we actually beat him good. We beat him up pretty good. And then I remember the year I was on IR, they came to Nashville. And I don't know if you remember this, but this was all over SportsCenter and all of that. They beat up on us. But it was so dope watching the game because, it sucks that we lost, but Cam scored a touchdown. And, he danced for about 10 minutes post-touchdown.
You can sense the excitement with these guys. A lot of his former teammates praising him as well. He seems to be a well-liked guy as far as teammates go, right? Have you heard anybody rip him as like bad guy, bad teammate?
No, he's got a couple of things. In the open, you had to hit the female reporter comment when he basically mocked her when she talked about running routes.
Talking about
which
route.
He apologized for.
I think he only had one issue with, who was the wide receiver that they might have?
Calvin Benjamin. They weren't buddies. Mutt, I did a little thing in the morning mashup for EEI.com. There you go, Brad Vo. Just sort of like aggregating all of the responses on Twitter last night to Cam Newton. All positive. All former teammates chimed in with good words. The best one, Jamal Adams congratulating Bill Belichick on making an amazing signing. How badly does that guy want out of New York? Mm.
The downside, of course, 3 surgeries in the last 3 years. So the shoulder issue concern still there in some form or fashion. He had surgery for that in March 2017, then again in January of 2019. And you remember he had trouble throwing it like 30 yards that 1 year. The other big shoe to drop last night, the NFL fining the Patriots $1.1 million and taking away their third-round pick next year's draft for their television crew filming the Bengals sideline on December 8th. You remember some of this audio.
And this is a piece you're filming on your advanced scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
But I can delete this right here for you.
Damage is done, my friend.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, I don't see the advance scout in any of this video this shoot.
Not going to see Dave Mondillo in any gear this year. He's been fired. And
right. They can't tape anything the entire year, right?
Goodell is such a joke. He is the most fraudulent owner there is.
I mean, should have been a first-round
commissioner.
Commissioner. Think about this, that you get... you. all right, the $1.1 million fine, I could probably deal with that.
That's a lot of money, though.
But a third-round draft
pick? They cheated again? And it had nothing to do
with football. It's incidental. It should have been a fourth at most.
I'm telling you.
They zoomed in on the sideline for eight freaking minutes.
I'm going to find it where he said that he didn't believe that it had anything to do with football operations, but yet...
If Bill said that.
No, Goodell.
Bill went out of his way to say, we don't deal with those guys.
I'm going to find it. And then,
this discipline says they were guilty. That's what this says.
It says it wasn't accidental.
It wouldn't be a third-round pick for an accidental
8-minute videotaping of the Bengals sideline.
Listen, we go back now to a Patriot Nation I believe we're all more comfortable with, hating Roger Goodell, right?
Yes, that'll be the new take today, ripping Goodell for this.
And at some point, we'll break down the Red Sox 47-player summer camp roster. Mutt's got that for you later this hour. Big news, and they'll report on Wednesday.
Schedule was supposed to come out Friday.
I know. What happened?
Hold on. I was told. They had the schedule, Ken. There's some debate about how many like day versus night games they're going to do because it's a weird year. And so they're finalizing times of games for a lot of these. Not the normal like 7:05, 7:10. No, I'm telling you. Wait till the schedule comes out and the inordinate number of weekday day games you may get this year. I would just say that's why we didn't get it on Friday. Expected at some point this week.
More Keith vacation.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, another kid probably at some point.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show. Schefter at 7:45. It's the Mutt Man, Wiggy and Fitzy.
The Patriots have signed free agent quarterback Cam Newton.
The Patriots are just the type of team to sit back, wait for the market to settle, and then get somebody like Cam Newton, the former NFL most valuable player, signed for a one-year deal. And that's exactly what happened here.
Stay tuned. ESPN's Adam Schefter joins the show later today to discuss all the details surrounding the signing of Cam Newton on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Cowboys back off the blitz. Rush three and the pass on the mark. Tiny window and Newton found it.
Newton keeps, lowers his shoulder and takes it in for the touchdown.
Here he goes deep down the field and a beautiful throw. No one's going to catch Ginn. He's going all the way for the touchdown. 88 yards. Cam Newton put it right on the money.
The goal for any good team is to have as many good players as possible. Cam Newton's a former MVP of this league, played in the Super Bowl, that caliber of a player. So I think the better players we have in our locker room, the better we're going to be able to go out there and perform as a team.
It's Jason McCourty on his podcast last night, reacting to the news live as it happened. Cam Newton is a Patriot. We'll get your reaction all day long on the Greg Hill Show. Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in all week at 617-779-7937. The odds to win the AFC have gone from 10-1 to 9-1. The odds to win the Super Bowl have gone from 25-1 to 20-1. So there is some movement in Vegas. The Patriots, I guess, have a slightly better shot in their minds, but really not a huge amount of movement, and I think rightfully so, given we have no idea how healthy Cam Newton is, and will he fit in, I was going to say this offense, but at this point now, I think it's fair to what the hell is this offense going to be? If you're bringing Cam Newton in, it might be a complete offensive scheme change for this team. It's going to be completely different
whether it's Cam Newton or whether it's Jarrett Stidham, just based on, you know, their what they are as quarterbacks. I mean, they're not as smart when it comes to knowing this offense like Tom Brady did. They're more mobile than Brady, so they, you know, Josh McDaniel's going to play to that strength. And it's just, you know, they're different quarterbacks than Tom Brady, so the offense is going to be changed a little bit and tweaked a little bit.
Now, Newton can read a defense because there was that viral clip from the checkdown from a couple years ago where someone yells, "It's the wheel route, it's the wheel route." And he's like, "Oh, you've been watching film? Cool, watch this." And then hits McCaffrey on the slant. So obviously the guy can still dissect a defense. He's not all strong arm and, you know, boot and route, boot and run. But I'm just curious if the offense is going to be the same playbook they were preparing for Stidham, or if now they start to pull some Auburn and Carolina and come up with yet another new offense. Or are they just going to say same playbook for the two of them and let's see who wins?
Like, they never changed the offense. Like, I don't know where people get that from. Like, they're all of a sudden, now they're going to go get an Auburn playbook. Or they're going to, like, they're not going to do that. Like,
they can't run the same offense they had with Brady.
But even with Brady down in Tampa Bay, it's not, all they're going to do is they're just, those Cam Newton is just going to have to learn different terminology, and he's going to go, "Oh, okay, we ran that play, but we called it this."
Mm-hmm.
Or we ran a similar play to that. So Josh will say, "Okay, this is similar to this play that you ran down in Carolina, but here's what we call it here." The offense will change in the sense that based on what Josh McDaniels calls will now go to the strengths of Cam Newton.
Yeah.
So that might be getting him out of the pocket a little bit more, might be the RPOs, those type of things. Stuff that he probably had with Tom Brady or could have easily installed with Brady, but you're not going to do that because that's not what Brady...
He wasn't going to do RPO stuff with,
No, but he has the ability to put that in as an offensive coordinator.
But it doesn't... Okay, so you're saying he could do it, but you wouldn't do it because
that's on Brady's strength, right? The same way when you say to, you know what, when you say to, "Hey, Sony Michel, here's the plays that you run. James White, we're not going to run those plays because we don't think you're more of a between-the-tackle type of guy."
But so don't you think that's what made the Patriots' offense a bit too, if not very predictable at times, whereas now I won't say that there's a dangerous element. Actually, it can be a bit more dangerous, but there's an unpredictability now that may come that you haven't seen from the Patriots' offense in the Tom Brady era because you will be introducing all of these different plays. We didn't see RPO. We didn't see a lot of boots. We didn't see a very mobile quarterback.
But weren't we getting the same thing with Stidham? Wasn't that going to change anyway?
Yeah.
Correct. And that was my question. How much more will McDaniels from now till the opening of training camp adjust or tweak the playbook thinking that this is Cam's job to lose as opposed to preparing with Stidham?
I think those guys will both be in the same, you know, I think the playbook would be the same for both of those guys.
And Cam has, 5,000 yards rushing in the NFL? Yeah, he's going to be 31, so we'll see.
And Stidham's a decent runner.
He was a mobile quarterback out of high school.
Yeah, it's not like he's, you know, a Cam Newton or Lamar Jackson or that type of runner, but he was a decent runner. And Cam's not the same Cam Newton that he used to be running the football, so you don't want to get him beat up.
Right.
But you'll just add that element to your offense. You'll add the ability to move your quarterback, or whether that's through play action and him getting outside the pocket, whether that's through the RPOs, they have that. Josh McDaniels has been in the NFL long enough where he probably has an RPO package kind of stocked away somewhere, but you just can't use it with Tom Brady. I think we saw a little bit of it with maybe Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo when they kind of got a chance to get in
there. Well, how about this comparison? Dan Orlovsky of ESPN compared him to another former Josh McDaniels quarterback.
But I think the fit's going to be very interesting because if you look at the offense that New England has run over the last 20 years, it's not going to look anything like that. This is going to be an offense that's built upon a dominant offensive line, a really good run game, and they'll utilize a lot of the RPO game and try to find a bunch of one-on-one matchups. Now, Josh McDaniels, the New England Patriots offensive coordinator, was in Denver when they drafted Tim Tebow in the first round, and they did a lot of quarterback run, zone reads with the quarterback. Again, the RPO game, trying to find those one-on-one matchups and the game leverage. And I would expect that the offense for the Patriots this year with Cam Newton will look a lot like the one that Josh McDaniels ran with Tim Tebow years ago in Denver.
I agree with him.
Tim Tebow back in our lives. We can go back and watch Denver offense with Tim Tebow.
Well, I wouldn't watch Denver offense because Tebow couldn't throw the football. At least Cam can throw. Tebow couldn't throw a 5-yard out route. But it will look similar in the sense of, hey, here's what we like. Here's what we're going to utilize. We're going to utilize the strength of what Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham does well. We're not going to ask them to go back there and do Tom Brady and, you know, read a million coverages and go through a, you know, 4 or 5 man progression as far as route combination or route tree. You go from your first read to your second read, your third read, then you hit your check down. It's going to be simple. Very similar to what we see with the Baltimore Ravens, right? You know, you keep it basic and simple for a guy like Lamar Jackson.
But you don't want to, I mean, you definitely will see a more simplified version of the Patriots offense, but you don't want to put Cam Newton out there to the degree that Lamar Jackson
Not that he's running, but when you look at the offense, it'll be more of an RPO style of his ability, where you now as a defense got to go, we got to account for the quarterback running the football.
That you sure do, because Cam Newton, arguably over the past decade, best goal line back in the NFL. Now, I mean, that's about all Sony Michel seems to do really well at this point now. So how they get from the 20 to the 20 will be a bigger question. But it definitely does, while simplifying the Patriots offense to a degree, opens up possibilities. And I think it's actually kind of exciting. Now, just having watched Tom Brady, lucky us, for 20 years, zero complaints from any Pats fans. I think this is really exciting to see something we have not seen for 2 decades.
Can we have the sound of Fitzy last couple months promoting Jarrett Stidham? Mm-hmm. Can we play some of that?
I was like, what?
I talking about how exciting it is right now.
Months,
he's talking about these quarterbacks, and now he's excited.
I was excited for Stidham, too, because he was going to look different as well. He was going to be more mobile.
He turned on Stidham real quick.
Oh, Stiddy knows I still love him.
It went from Stiddy Liddy. Now it's we got to come up with a nickname for Cam.
You got it's the Cam Jam.
The Cam Fam or something like that.
It's the Cam Jam, man.
See, we've all invested our time now in Cam Newton. The Stidham thing now gets put in the back burner until I don't know when. And the guy we thought was going to get a shot to be the starting quarterback, it gets pushed back another year. He may never start a game for the Patriots.
So you think this stunts Stidham's development?
I do, absolutely. Stunting Stidham. This should have been his year. We're talking about RPOs and mobile offense. And the whole time I'm thinking, well, that's what Jarrett Stidham could have done for you. That was the quarterback he was coming out of high school to Baylor.
What does that tell you?
Dunsky.
I don't know if Ken remembers, but we talked about this, Mutt and Fitzy, all the time. We argued about it, Stidham's the guy. They love Stidham. I'd argue with Dale all the time. Stidham, if they didn't like Stidham, why didn't they draft these other guys? Why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? It just goes to show you that they might go, you know what? We don't know if Stidham it can really play. And we got to protect ourselves. And that's what it's
signing reeks of that.
And even in the draft, maybe they didn't like the guys that were there for them more than they liked Stidham. So that's why they didn't draft those guys. But they probably knew, like, all right, push comes to shove, Cam's going to be the guy.
How much of this really is on the abbreviated, if not completely, you know, dysfunctional offseason? I mean, how much?
I don't think much of it, because
if they were in there the whole time? What if Stidham had been there from April on, could be at the facility, could be taking personal meet? I'm just asking.
And instead, they're watching his Instagram, Wiggy, and they see him, hit him, his wife selling stuff, and he's not throwing football.
Making stakes in football. I know, back to what he was talking about.
Don't you think the abbreviated season would abbreviated offseason would work in favor for Jarrett Stidham? Because now you're going, man, do we really want to bring a guy in that we're not going to have a haul off season? At least with Stidham, we know what he knows about the offense. So if you have a longer off season, you now can maybe bring in another guy at the beginning, and that guy will now be able to get caught up into the playbook. But bringing a guy in, like you said, a month before training camp, and Stidham's been here for over a year, that just tells me that for what they've seen, they're a little nervous with just handing you the keys without having no competition or somebody to either push you or somebody to basically have to go to if you can't do it.
I just want to know, we'll talk to Schefter an hour from now, what happened between no Andy Dalton, no Jameis Winston, no one in the draft, to Cam Newton on June 28th? Exactly. Like, how did this come about? How long has it been
the works?
You just
said it. I don't know what the answer is. Listen, all these other quarterbacks are out there throwing with their receivers, and you're damn eating burritos in Tennessee with your wife.
Finally backed off the whole, I want guaranteed starter money, I want guaranteed starting check. I want this and that, and just said, okay, fine, Bill. I'll take your $1 million, and I'll show you and everyone else that I'm worth it, and then some.
All right, we'll get your reaction to the Cam Newton signing. And if you are on that Jared Stidham fan club, Fitzy. Are you now off?
Fitzy's no longer in.
Are you now off that bandwagon? Sounds like a lot of people are going to be.
You can get a refund, or you can push your membership fees to next year.
617-779-7937. Dumbness of the Day coming up as well. Plus your calls. Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for the crew.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
You're getting a guy off the street who has MVP pedigree. That's a great situation for the Patriots. Now, everybody will say, oh, wow, they've had a lot of great additions over the years. Guys picked up off the scrap heap that have come in and done some really good things, and they have. But they've also had misses. Let's remind people of Albert Haynesworth. Remember, he was a disaster there when he signed a big contract. So they've had their share of misses. But I think this one has a chance to be a big hit for the Patriots. It's going to be interesting to see how they balance this out. Do you commit to the 31-year-old quarterback for a year and then see what happens after that? Or do you give Jared Stidham, who's a fourth-round pick, an opportunity to go in and win the job as well? That's going to be fun to watch when we do get to training camp.
Yeah, we'll see. It feels like this is Cam Newton's job to lose, and they're pushing back the Stidham decision for another year.
Do you
still
feel that way, or does it feel like Stidham's number one on the depth chart, but Cam, you're going to have every opportunity to win the side.
See, I feel the other way. You and I talked, we debated with Dale on this last week. Like, you and I both thought going in that it's Stidham is on the paper depth chart number one, but if Hoyer outplayed Stidham,
right,
he could win that job.
No, you guys are both high. It's Hoyer's number one on the depth chart. What are you talking about?
So I see the way I look at it, if they got, let's just say they have a 10 reps and 7-on-7, Cam's getting 5, Stidham's getting 5.
Nope, 8-2.
No,
Stidham has no legs left.
No, gone. I mean,
that's how it feels actually, right
so
now.
So you think
me.
8-2 Cam?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wiggs, hold on to this. Reports were that they're going to cut out two preseason games. Mm-hmm. So now that's going to give you two games or two game action facsimiles to allow Cam Newton to get up to speed and beat out Stidham. So he's basically going to have to do it in camp because he can't do it. Like, there is no game three. There's no dress rehearsal game.
Right.
There's basically, this is what you look like in your uniform, and don't get killed before the season starts.
Yeah, and we talked about it's not good for Stidham that there's fewer games.
Right, but
the more games are better for
Hoyer
here and not Cam Newton.
But I also said that when it comes to competing, like, you're really competing during practices. You are competing in preseason games, but the coaches are making it, the decisions are being made on what you are most of the time, what you do in practice and how you compete in practice on a daily basis. So
we're talking about practice.
So Stidham is going to have plenty of opportunity to control the starting job, win the starting job, whatever, you know, however you want to kind of lay it out there. But Cam Newton is also going to have every opportunity to win the starting job. And that's how Bill has always been. He's always said, I'm going to put the best guy on the field that gives us the best chance of winning. And those guys, and if I have two guys, you're going to compete.
You don't think this shatters Stidham's confidence? He sees Cam Newton coming in the door. He is in shambles right now.
You brought it up. Does he sink or swim? And if he's sinking because of Cam, then he's not built to be a starting quarterback anyway.
But they're setting him up to sink. They're not even giving him the opportunity. They're bringing in a former MVP who everyone expects to win the job, and a guy, ironically, who was working out with Mohamed Sanu back in March. So who do you think Mohamed Sanu is going to be pushing for in this receiving corps? The guy he's been working out with, Cam Newton.
If you get the same amount of
sabotage from the inside of that room.
If you get the same amount of reps, if you get the same amount of reps as me, what is the difference on what you did in the past when we're talking about this moment in time, right? So if you and I both get five reps apiece, doesn't matter what you did in the past. It's about what we do with these my five reps and what you do with yours.
But when do those reps start getting split up?
Once you,
I think it's eight too early.
If you believe what Ken says, if he starts to kind of pee down his leg early, then those reps will go from five
zero chance
to six mm-hmm. to seven to mm-hmm. eight to two. Cam.
Speaking of Sanu, Mutt, he told Jacina Anderson last night, this is crazy. It's Cam Newton. He can help the team in so many ways. He's a big, powerful leader. All he has to do is be Cam. He's an MVP.
Right.
You're telling me the guys in that room are going to expect Stidham to compete
come on,
for the job?
You heard the McCourtys last night. Right? They were like celebrating this signing. Like it's almost like they forgot they had a starting quarterback. Have a quarterback now.
And they were puff piecing Stidham back. You know when they had. You know
they're right in line with you.
Well, they were being politically correct.
Jeff Howe and the McCourtys.
They
were being politically correct because when you look at it, right, if you're in that locker room, that's a different conversation.
You got to pump his tires
for players, right? You got to be politically correct, pump his tires. But when you look at the conversation in the locker room, and then that they sign Cam Newton, every guy, you know, there's a large portion of guys in that locker room are going to go, all right, we finally have our starting quarterback.
That's the prevailing thought, I bet, in that locker room.
But
which, again, says something about Stidham we've been promoting him as the last couple of
months. But that's the players. That's not the coaches, right? So the coaches decide who gets the reps. So the players might all be on Cam's bandwagon, but at the beginning, it's going to be equal reps.
Now, let's talk to the people. 617-779-7937. Mike's in Watertown on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Mike?
What's up?
So first off, I'm trying to temper excitement with Cam Newton because mm-hmm. Cam's play is he uses his legs to extend plays, and just like you saw with Jimmy G and stuff, once and other mobile quarterbacks, they get out and then instead of being, you have a 300-pound offensive lineman, getting a slow start towards you, you get a 270-pound linebacker who's got full speed about to bury you. And that's my only worry about it. And him and Stidham, the same type of thing, where it's just the once they get outside the pocket is where the danger occurs, and Cam has proven he can get hurt a little bit. So that's my only worry, but I'm excited about it. But I'm also, I was thinking the same thing about Stidham because that's the way he plays. He gets out of the pocket, he extends the plays, and all of a sudden he's just getting blasted, so...
Yeah, we've seen this happen with Cam before.
Well, that's why you
got to
do what Russell Wilson does, right? You get outside the pocket,
slide.
You slide, right?
Yeah, don't take that hit. I think this has everything to do with, in addition to him coming in for only $1.05 million, this has everything to do with this abbreviated offseason. Like, so any of your undrafted free agent guys you thought were going to see some game action this year, that's Dunsky. This is Hoyer. He'll barely even play just to make sure his arm doesn't fall off. They'll give Stidham a decent shot, but we know right now Cam Newton was not brought in as a signal flare or a countermeasure. Cam Newton was not brought in because they don't believe in Stidham. It's a short offseason, and this value was too good to pass up, period, the end.
If they believed in Stidham, it wouldn't matter what the value was. They'd say, we have our guy, we're good.
I think that's probably a bigger indication about the Cam Newton, because Belichick is not a guy that goes, okay, well, we're going to bring in Cam and sign Cam and give him the opportunity because of what he did in the past. Belichick is a what have you done for me lately type of guy. We've seen it with Tom Brady. He basically said, I'm not paying you because I don't care what you did in the past. I'm paying you for what we believe you are right now. So the shortened offseason, the only person it helps in this situation is Stidham, because he's the guy that they look at and go, who do you think knows the playbook more right now, Stidham or Cam?
Stidham, for sure.
Right.
Stidham.
And Cam don't have the offseason a long time to pick up that playbook. So if anything, the shortened offseason helps Stidham because now he knows Cam has to really, he don't have a lot of space to catch up to him.
But he's got 10 years of veteran play, and he's someone you don't really have to spend. Like, the coach's job is just as important, obviously, but there's a little less coaching up they're going to have to do because they can trust Cam to do more because he's done it, whereas Stidham still would be prone to mistakes.
But they're not. But that's not their way of belief down there. Their operation is just because you're a 10-year vet, we think that, you know, we might say, okay, we expect you to do this,
right.
But they're not looking at it like, all right, you've been in the league 10 years or whatever, that's going to help you. I told you, it's what have you done? And when you look out, both of these guys are going into camp the same way. I don't care what you did in the past. It's about what you do, you know, from this day moving forward.
In the eyes of the coaching staff. But you just said before, those players now see Cam Newton as their starting quarterback.
That's
their players view Cam Newton, who's not even here yet. He's their starting quarterback now.
But that means nothing.
You don't think it affects guys on the field? Mohamed Sanu, is he more likely to be excited for a rep with Cam Newton or Jared Stidham?
It means nothing.
Julian Edelman, Cam Newton, or Jared Stidham?
It means nothing because at the end of the day, the players are not deciding who is getting the reps.
Can receivers make a quarterback look better or worse? Depending on how much effort they give, how well they play.
But a big guy like N'Keal Harry, who's going to be like, turn me into Funchess 2.0.
Yeah, and I'm just saying,
what you're saying is then the receivers go out there and they give different type of effort based on who the quarterback is.
I think if I knew my quarterback had a chance to be Cam Newton versus Jared Stidham and I liked Cam Newton, I think just inherently I would play better when Cam Newton's on the field.
That would be wrong. Because then
there weren't guys who threw the ball to you that you just knew, okay, this guy's really good, and you're in a better frame and mindset.
No, that's my guy. So you're saying that you're going out there and giving different type of effort based on who the quarterback is. As a receiver, you go out there and you do what you're supposed to do, regardless of who throws you in the football.
Because you got to make this team too. There's only two wide receivers that are a lock for this squad this fall. Harry
but
and Edelman.
Even
after
Edelman,
that,
though,
it's
right?
wide open.
You think Edelman's going to run routes differently for Cam than he would Stidham?
Hell no. He's already been working.
Yep,
out with
I think. I think a receiver is more excited about the talent and the ceiling.
He might
of
be
Cam
excited
Newton.
About it, but that doesn't mean that's going to make him perform better.
He's not going to submarine. Like, no receiver is going to submarine Stidham's effort.
But behind the scenes, they will. To McDaniels, they'll be like, come on,
Sanu's
Josh,
already
what are
doing,
we doing
it with Josina Anderson.
Exactly.
He's ripping a starter. Meanwhile, it's dumbest of the day, which ties into a very, very, very cold take on Cam Newton, the Patriots.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb. Dumbasses. People are so dumb.
All right, what's the time stamp on this?
April the 1st, bud.
So not April Fool's joke.
Nope.
Okay, let's hear what Colin Cowherd thought about Cam Newton, the Patriots, a couple months ago.
What Belichick's ideal offense looks like, and it's really fascinating. 1991, so it's like 35 years ago, how many years that is. The quarterback has to be able to throw the ball with accuracy. Now you see why they don't want Cam? He mentioned judgment twice, accuracy three times. Cam's not his guy. But when people say, oh, why wouldn't New England go... There's nothing about Cam that interests him.
Well, something did. That's what I want to know when Schefter joins us. What made them decide in the end of June to sign him? I'm dying to know that. Like, this, not only did it come out of nowhere, it came out of nowhere months after we thought they were set at the quarterback
position. I
think
it's simple, right? You know, because of the weird time that we're in, you got to start looking at, well, what if my quarterback gets corona, right? So I might have
quarantine quarterback.
Normally, I might only have two on the depth chart, but you got to think maybe I need a third one, right, to go into the season.
Well, don't they have two other young guys that Fitzy's high on?
And haven't they been
Jamar
taking
Smith?
Haven't they? James. First of all, it's James.
Tom does not provide protection to his former teammates.
But there's
only
a TB12 up there at the mall.
Yeah, but
can't you get it there?
No,
only Jules can go in there.
Only Jules, and you got to be
Jules and Hoyer.
You got to have your Tampa Bay Buccaneers card, right? But so that's part of it, and then they look at it like, okay. Are we going into training camp with two undrafted rookie free agents, a fourth round basically rookie quarterback from last year, and a journeyman backup in Brian Hoyer? Do we feel confident in that as a coaching staff?
Brian Hoyer.
And they probably went, no, coach. Hey, who is then available and how much is it going to cost us that with that person who's available that we feel like could come in and compete and push? And that only person out there that was available, and like Fitzy said, the money worked out, is Cam Newton. That's
Kaepernick?
Why
I was. I'm dying. You think that's they sniffed around Kaepernick?
I don't think so.
You heard? I read you that tweet during the break.
Who?
Overnight syndicated radio guy JT the Brick. Take that with a grain of brick. Said that his sources tell him that Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick could be coming to the Patriots, but not as a player, developing. How about that?
So as what would that? Okay, we'll dive into that.
Cultural ambassador,
community relations.
You guys are lined up to react to the Cam Newton signing today. We'll get to all your phone calls. And Wiggy, I've given you an hour. Can you give us to lead off this next hour? Can you give us your updated Patriot win total?
Because
you famously have said 6-10 for months, and I was right there with you.
Yep.
I'm not ready to move off that number, but I think it sounds like you are ready to make some changes here.
My number's changed. As soon as I saw the Cam Newton signing, I went pencil to paper, erased it, change it.
Okay, we get an updated number from Wiggy and your reaction to an hour
wins,
two.
Wins, losses, change.
Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for the old man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.